little boy lost. Peter was rather a naughty little boy, but he was only naughty in one way. He never turned his breakfast bowl upside down when it was still full, or broke his mummy and daddy's things, or woke everybody up in the middle of the night. But Peter used to run away from his parents. In the supermarket, when his mother was not looking, he would vanish behind the rows of vegetables and food, and sometimes his mummy had to call a manager to help her find him. He ran away so many times when the family went for walks that his father made a collar to fit around his neck and a lead to hold on to and lead him behind like a little doggy. And they could not take him to the cinema. He would slip out of his seat in the dark and hide under the seats. One time he hid himself so well the film had to be stopped and the light switched on before they could find him. No matter how much they scolded him or made him stand in the corner for hours, he just could not stop himself. The moment he saw a chance, he would scamper off and hide. One night, as he was getting undressed for bed, he noticed his mummy had left the window open. Instead of telling her, he kept quiet. It was a wonderful way to escape. His mother did not notice the open window, and after a good night kiss, she turned out the lights and gently closed the door. Quick as a flash, Peter leapt out of bed and ran to the window. It was a bit chilly outside, so he turned back into the room and opened his cupboard. He had a big overcoat with a tall collar and long sleeves, and it was just what he needed. Quickly, he slipped his arm into one sleeve, hauled the coat over his back, and poked the other arm around inside, trying to find the other sleeve. With a gasp of impatience, he pushed his head inside the coat, trying to look for the sleeve. But it was dark inside the coat, and even poking around with his hand, he could not find the opening for the sleeve. Shaking his head, he pushed it through the neck of the overcoat. But, and this really made him blink, he couldn't find the hole his head was supposed to go through. He pulled his arm out of the sleeve, expecting the coat to fall to the floor. But the coat was now hugging him tightly. With both hands, he pushed hard against the front of the coat. And Peter's eyes opened wide with astonishment in the dark inside the coat. He suddenly realized he could not find the front of the coat. No matter how much he turned and twisted, all he felt when he punched and kicked was more and more coat. What do you do if you can't get out of your overcoat? Peter had no idea, so he gave the coat a good hard kick. It's not polite to kick anything, but do you know what Peter heard? He heard the coat laughing at him. This time, very slowly, Peter felt all the way around the coat. Then, at last, there was the sleeve hole. But the hole was very, very big, so Peter could push his head through it. If I can't get out of the front of the coat with such a big hole, perhaps I can wriggle down the sleeve and get out that way. While Peter's head would go through the hole, his shoulders would not. No matter how hard he pushed, he could go no further. With a sigh, he started to tug himself backwards. But now, he couldn't go backwards either. Now the coat was laughing at him, the laughter rolling down the sleeve towards him. Peter fought. My word, how he struggled and kicked and lashed out inside the coat. Then he heard another sound. Someone was shouting. Someone was shouting very, very loud. In fact, someone was shouting their head off. Peter slapped his hands to his ears, but not before he recognised who was shouting. It was him. He was shouting so loud He was giving himself a headache.
What are you doing?
This time, it was another voice. His mother had rushed into his bedroom. What on earth are you doing? Her son was on his bed, his head in his overcoat, the sheets and blankets a mess, and his bottom sticking in the air. Oh, Mummy! His little face, all red and hot, appeared as his mother lifted off the coat. I was lost in my overcoat. It would not let me out. The tears streamed down like little rivers down his cheeks. He was very, very frightened. His mother saw the open window and Peter with the overcoat, and it did not take her long to guess what had happened. Her son was going to run away again, but this time he was so tired he fell asleep as he was putting on his coat. You have had a bad dream, she whispered, tucking him back in bed. Now you know what nasty things can happen when you try and run away. Peter's big eyes opened wide as he looked up at his mother. You know, Mummy, I'm never going to run away again, he sobbed. Peter's mother smiled to herself as she closed the window and picked up the overcoat. Peter had not got lost at all in his overcoat. She had put Peter's daddy's coat in Peter's cupboard by mistake. It was no wonder her little boy had struggled in such a huge and heavy overcoat.